From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit Thursday and Friday in a bid to keep nuclear material out of the hands of terrorists and others with malicious intent. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday pointed to the international nuclear deal with Iran as a way to control the spread of nuclear material.
What's also true is that since the president initiated this series of nuclear security summits, 13 countries plus Taiwan have eliminated their stockpile of highly enriched uranium. That is a tangible example of the progress that we have made.
The White House says there are an estimated 2,000 metric tons of highly enriched uranium and separated plutonium with civilian military programs around the world. This week's summit will include a special session on how to ensure groups like Islamic State don't get their hands on nuclear material. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived at a naval base in Tripoli by ship Wednesday along with colleagues after being denied entry by air in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived from Tunisia. He said, with God's help, with everyone's support, we'll work to create a state with institutions and laws, with the participation of all Libyans, work for a ceasefire, end the bloodshed, and confront the dangers presented by Islamic State. But members of the so-called Presidential Council lack the support of Libya's two rival administrations. The Government of National Accord is the result of UN mediation in December, aimed at ending the North African country's political stalemate and reining in bands of militia. The U.S. has called on what it called obstructionists to make way for the new government and its important work. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian news agency Wednesday the international talks in Geneva should result in a government that includes both opposition representatives and officials loyal to his regime. Mr. Assad Wednesday said a preliminary constitution could be drawn up within weeks. The Syrian opposition says it rejects any political future that includes Mr. Assad. The White House Wednesday called his view a non-starter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with a delegation of Nigerian officials Wednesday. They discussed a series of issues that include terrorism. Kerry acknowledged the challenges Nigeria faces with Boko Haram. He said Nigeria has crippled Boko Haram's ability to launch full-scale attacks, but warned it remains a serious threat to the entire region. The two countries agreed to establish working groups on security, economic, and corruption-related matters. In Somalia, on Thursday, at least six people have been killed in a suicide attack on a hotel in the central city of Galkayo. Witnesses described a large blast near a cafe where people gathered. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility, saying it targeted officials from Puntland. It comes after several people were killed, including two Turkish doctors, in a drive-by shooting Wednesday in the capital, Mogadishu. South Africa's highest court has ruled that President Jacob Zuma failed to uphold, defend, and respect the country's constitution by failing to obey the order of an anti-graft commission and repay millions of public funds on upgrades to his private home. The Constitutional Court has given Mr. Zuma 105 days to repay the, quote, reasonable cost of non-security-related improvements. The newly elected president of Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadéra, took the oath of office Wednesday, vowing to preserve the peace. The swearing-in ceremony represents a new chapter in the impoverished country's turbulent past after the previous civil administration was overthrown by a Muslim alliance 3 years ago. The United States says it plans to increase its military presence in Eastern Europe. The Pentagon intends to deploy an armored brigade combat team to NATO's eastern borders as part of the ongoing effort to reassure allies in the region that feel threatened by Russia. The move will bring the U.S. military presence up to three fully manned combat brigades. And Colombia has agreed to hold formal peace talks with the country's second-largest rebel group to end decades of conflict. The negotiations with the National Liberation Army, or ELN, are to take place in Ecuador. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.